It was the royal wedding we remember best of all. 25 years ago tomorrow, Prince Charles married Lady Diana Spencer in London's St. Paul's Cathedral. CBS News correspondent Randall Pinkson looks back to a perfect day, which didn't turn out happily ever after.
It was the wedding of the century, watched by over 500,000 people in Britain and a worldwide audience of a staggering 750 million. The young bride, peering out smilingly from her glass coach, would become the most famous woman in the world and change the monarchy forever. But that was in the distant and tragic future. On this day in July 1981, joy filled the land.
This was a moment in history. Prince Charles is going to be king. This was his queen.
She was so young and so beautiful. I mean, she'd already sort of got a stranglehold on the hearts and minds of the people.
British journalist Victoria Mather was one of the wedding guests that fabled day.
What do you remember most about that day?
I remember most that it was just exactly like anybody else's wedding. You know, the bride's mum wore a flowery hat. You know, and there was the naughty little bridesmaid. The bridegroom looked nervous, and the bride fluffed her lines. I mean, it was just so like anybody else's wedding. It was just writ large.
Like the train of Diana's wedding gown, which seemed to go on forever. Elizabeth Emanuel, with her then-husband David, designed the dress. Right after the wedding, they received a phone call.
It was Diana, and we couldn't believe it, and she had phoned to thank us for making her wedding dress and saying she felt so beautiful in it. And she actually was taking the time to phone us up.
But that's so special. Yeah, that's how sweet she was.
Yeah, she was just like that.
The relationship appeared promising, although in retrospect, there were early warning signs of trouble.
When they were married, she was 19, he was 31
or 2.
32. What was your opinion of that age gap?
Dangerous. Very dangerous. Particularly, it was the interview at the time of the engagement, and he made that famous quote.
I'm amazed that she's been brave enough to take me on.
And I suppose in love.
Of course.
Whatever in love means.
I thought it was a very strange thing to say. But I do not think that any one of the participants went into this marriage dishonestly. I think he genuinely wanted to love her, to cherish her, to make the marriage a success.
Did that wedding also represent the end of innocence?
Yes, it was the beginning of the end. We didn't know at the time, but yes, it was. Everything started unraveling. From the moment they walked down the aisle and appeared on the steps of St. Paul's Cathedral, that was the road towards the end.
The end we know about, but the beautiful memories of that brief shining moment remain. Randall Pinkston, CBS News, London.
Charles and Diana were divorced in 1996, 1 year before she died in a Paris car crash.